Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, welcome back to Business Resolutions. I have my guest, a part of the Alicia Sornosa presentation. I have David Ash, who is the president of the BMW Club of Puerto Rico. And I wanted his impressions of the presentation by Alicia and this involvement of the club with this presentation of bringing her to Puerto Rico. So, David, welcome to Business Resolutions, and glad to have you as my guest today.
Thank you very much. Well, we're just thrilled to have her here. This is a, it's for those of us who can't drop everything and go travel around the world on a motorcycle, as she's doing, this is the next best thing, is to be able to share space and share time and share stories with somebody who did it, who just said, you know what, I'm going to put my life on pause, I'm going to sell everything, I'm just going to leave everyone I know behind, get on a motorcycle, and go tour around the world, which is, I think, to a certain degree or another, anybody who's ever ridden on a motorcycle, and I think especially BMW motorcycles have that cachet about world adventure. I think most of the people that are touring around the world or around the United States or driving up to Alaska, you see a huge percentage of them riding on BMWs because they do make that kind of adventure touring motorcycle. So anyone who's ever gotten on a bike, and it's a very different experience from getting in a car. In a bike, you just want to explore. A car is point A to point B, just get me there as quickly and efficiently and safely as possible. Whereas a motorcycle, you want to see what's up that road or kind of check out this little point on the map. And that's what she's doing. And she's traveled through Africa and India and Australia. She went all the way from Alaska to New York and down to Florida. And she's now done all the way through Central America. So for us to be able to bring her down here and include Puerto Rico in her travels is just a thrilling, it's an honor. You know, it's a thrill and an honor to be able to share with her.
Yeah, you were going to mention, I think somebody took, that's happened to me on a panel. You were going to bring the coincidence that we had a Spanish discover us, and then 519 years later, we have another Spanish in a coming to Puerto Rico.
Yeah, well, she's part of, I guess, a second wave of Spanish explorers. These are Spaniards that are now exploring the world on motorcycles. In her case, she's young and she's pretty, and she's on a motorcycle, so I think that makes her 100,000 times better than the first Spanish explorers we got here 519 years ago, which were not young nor pretty nor mounted on motorcycles.
What was, in terms of her presentation, and you've had dinner with her and you have a couple more hours with her, what has been, in terms of surprises, things that you didn't expect that you learned, you know, in the talks that you've had with her?
I think the biggest surprise, and it's something she points out, is the fact that it's not necessarily harder for a woman to do what has traditionally been a man's role, which is go out and travel alone in distant lands and across dirt roads in Africa, and oh no, a woman alone, you know, you can't do that. And she points out that as a woman, in fact, more doors open to her than would to men. She arrives at a little village and takes off her helmet, and people see that she's a young lady. And everybody flocks to her and invites her to her home and opens their doors and offers her a level of hospitality that perhaps when us guys get someplace, doors start shutting. Oh my God, a biker, you know, he's gonna hurt us. You know, hide the children and the women. So that's I think, a very good point. I hadn't thought of that, that as a woman, she's not necessarily exposed to greater danger. She's, in fact, exposed to greater goodwill.
Yeah, she, and what's surprising, I asked her, you know, whether she ever had a security concern where she was felt threatened. And she said no, and then she sort of hesitated, and she said, well, there was a place in Chicago, a person just wouldn't help, looked really mean, was really mean to me. I needed some help in terms of fixing the chain, and they just didn't have the strength to do a certain couple of things, you know, and he could have done it very easily. So, but thank God another person, another man came and was willing to do what this person wasn't. So it's an incredible story for the year and a half going wherever she has and not having a security problem, not being threatened, not being She was robbed once, I think, in Australia.
She was robbed in Australia.
Which is really, though, you know, you would think.
Yeah, no, that's, I was going to comment on the irony. If somebody who's gone through Sudan, you know, country at war, apparently, Egypt,
Ethiopia,
Kenya, India. You know, she felt threatened in Chicago. And she was robbed in Australia. So that says something about what we consider first world and third world, and it kind of makes you think. So, yeah, that's for sure.
David, tell us about the club. My brother Miguel is involved, and
Yeah.
Of course, he surprised me. A year after he bought the motorcycle was when we found out in our family that he had a motorcycle.
Yeah, well.
And you know, he kept that under wraps.
I hope he told his wife.
I imagine his wife. Yeah, because he was riding off, but he didn't tell his brothers that he didn't tell. But tell us about the club. How it was founded.
The club has been a great thing. I moved here from Miami 7 years ago, and I was already a BMW rider back there. And, you know, the BMW rider community in the States is very well organized. We have local chapters, we have clubs, we have rides and track days and events and get-togethers. And when I first arrived here, it felt like it was the only BMW. There was no dealership. In fact, I kind of looked into seeing what it would take to open a dealership. And it was told that somebody had the rights, but they just weren't opening it. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the guys at Bella International stepped up, and I guess they must have either bought the rights or did something, and they kind of burst through. But it felt like I had the only BMW motorcycle on the island. And gradually, I started discovering a few other people also had them, people like Cookie Santoni, who's been here,
who's an
institution in Puerto Rico, and he's a BMW rider through and through.
You get to go to Caparra Country Club, and you ride there, and there would be his beautiful bicycle. And of course, and even from the Swiss Chalet, we represented McConnell at Swiss Chalet, even way back there, he had this beautiful
BMW
motorcycle.
I met Cookie, I met a couple of other friends who are now the founders of the club, like René Sayas, like your brother Miguel, who's been great, like Chef Willow Bennett, newcomer to motorcycles, but also a BMW rider, etc., you know, the guys from the dealership. And we kind of started to ride together, and the dealership started. It started in the middle of the recession in Puerto Rico. It started when the arbitrios for motorcycles, the import taxes, were doubled or tripled. Motorcycle sales crashed just in time for Bella to open their BMW dealership.
Wow.
So for years, it was pretty much shuttered down. They were selling maybe 8 bikes or 7 bikes a year. Now they're selling 10, 12, 15 bikes a month, to the extent that last month they were the number one dealership in their region in the United States.
Wow.
So it's starting to take off again. So this year we got together and we said, you know what, let's create a club. Let's get all these bikes out in the street. A lot of people are buying these bikes and they're keeping them in their garage. So in order to stimulate, you know, riding and just using our bikes for what they're good for, which is getting out on the weekend and just getting to know our beautiful island. And it's you know, 78 townships full of little nooks and crannies and restaurants and just beautiful places you can discover. We started this club. We now have about 31 paying members of the club. There's a greater community of maybe another 30, 40 riders. So on any given, you know, we get together once a month, any given weekend that we go out and ride together, there's at least 25, 30 BMW motorcycles out there. So it's starting to snowball.
Right.
We're thrilled. Now, you know, helping to bring Alicia Sornosa over is another shot in the arm for us. We're very happy to, you know, for something that was kind of an unknown, obscure brand in Puerto Rico, to see it fast forward to today.
Right.
And thanks to the good efforts of people like Carlos Lopez Lai, but also to, you know, to whatever extent we've contributed to the visibility by getting people to ride together. You know, I work during the week so that I can ride during the weekend, and that's
I do. But interestingly, your work is kind of venture capitalist, financing businesses. So, you know, setting up a new club, which is kind of an enterprise in itself. And then you know, all of these sub enterprises, like bringing Alicia, it's part of what you do. So it goes along.
My day job with Advent Moro, we invest in companies that require growth capital, and certainly that's an adventure in itself. But the real adrenaline, I think, I save for the weekends.
Are you going to go out for the ride? To,
We're going out to show Alicia the beautiful coast of all the way from Luisa to Piñones. Then we're going to drive up to El Morro and show her what her ancestors did.
Nothing to do with Advent Morro.
You know. Nothing. You know, our offices are in Old San Juan, but today we're closed.
Yeah,
and then we're going to cap it off at wonderful Palmas Station, which is worth another program. Just for you to talk to the owners, I don't know if you ever have, about how that was born. That was basically a mistake. These guys buy this gas station. They don't know what to do with it.
Then they say,
well, why don't we start catering to bikers?
Right.
All of a sudden, gets full of bikers. It's probably one of the biggest grossing gas stations and sales in the whole United States right
now. I'm going to go to Dorado. Maybe when I come back, maybe you'll be there. You'll be there, at 5
about
o'clock?
About 4 or 5 o'clock. For sure.
I'll have
a beer.
I'll come back around 5:30. I'm going to come back, I think, from the golf thing. So, well, Dave, thanks for joining me. It's been a pleasure. It's been a great experience listening to Alicia and meeting you and meeting, the group here in as I am with David Ash, the president of BMW Motorcycle of Puerto Rico, and look forward to maybe having you on my program with respect to your other,
I would love
the regular thing.
I would welcome that. Thank you very much.
Very good. Thank you.